I don't know what's going on here, really, with America and New Zealand. I don't know how to solve the problems of the lack of intelligence, the lack of curiosity, the terrible problems with the food supply, the mainstream media apparatus BSing everybody, the used car salesmen ripping people off, the banks artificially foreclosing on people's homes, the electoral process being subverted and being financed by all these lobbyists and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know how to solve any of these problems, but at least I'm aware that these problems exist. So I'm not, well, basically caught unawares when the problem comes knocking at my door.
I can tell you where the problem starts, Vinny, in this country, and it is the American media, the mainstream media, the corporate media. And here's the issue. You know, they're all in bed with the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, Joe and I just did a show on this. Was it just last week, Joey?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got into journalism, Vinny, they taught us two things on the first day of journalism school. And they said, you always follow the truth. That's rule number one, because that's your story. Rule number two for responsible journalism is no entangling alliances that prevent you from following rule number one. Pretty simple, you know. But yet, in our American media, we've got all of our major anchors, all of our major reporters are part of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, that's a conflict of interest. That's how we're sold yellow cake from Niger. That's how you're sold weapons of mass destruction. That's how we're sold, you know, a false connection between Saddam and 9/11. It's the mainstream media. They're getting their talking points from the Council on Foreign Relations. All you have to do is go to the CFR website, and you'll see all of these noted major anchors, reporters, print reporters, journalists that all belong to the CFR. Again, that is the issue because they're driving the agenda. It's why that we're not getting the right gun argument here in the United States. They're not giving up the right gun statistics. It's an absolute blatant lie. These things they could have found with 5 minutes of research, but they haven't done due diligence. And that tells you right there that they are driving an agenda for the Council on Foreign Relations.
Can I also note that these entangled alliances, as we call this, that's one of the main threats to journalistic credibility, right? I've actually been thinking about this a lot recently, guys, and I collaborate and I'm friends with and talk to so many different people from all walks of striping political thought in this movement, but I don't count any of them as my ally or my friend, really. I do nice things for them. I bring them on my shows and everything like that. But my personal belief and something which I will not shift from is that nobody is above reproach. Somebody could change their tune tomorrow and I'd be obligated to expose them if I was in some way entangled by this intense friendship or a relationship business deal or something like that. I would have to reserve judgment or hold my mouth shut. And you know what happens when you can't say what you think? You get really, really upset and angry for a week because you can't open your mouth and let it out.
Yep. Well, that's a good approach to take. You know, you can't trust anybody here, especially in the mainstream media. And again, I just can't say enough. That is the problem. Joe and I have equated this to like, okay, Vinny, you're standing on one side of the street and there's someone on the other side of the street that's somewhat ignorant and you're trying to shout the truth to him. But yet this big, huge bus keeps going in front of you every time you're trying to shout, you know, and it's the media bus. It's making a lot of noise. It's blocking the view. You just can't get your voice out because the mainstream media drowns you out.